poverty. The second C would be cut. A diamond has to be precisely cut. Precisely cut. I believe in 2020, you and I, we're going to be a cut from above. We're going to operate with a new spirit, hear this, of excellence. A cut from above. We want new. New means you operate also with that newness in the spirit of excellence. Where you come equipped, prepared, ready to serve, ready to do whatever God has called you to do. A cut from above. The other C is color. Color is important when you look at a diamond. I believe in 2020, you're going to radiate God's love. The color of His love. Where you're going to truly going to be able to show God's borderless love. Unconditional love. Color. And finally, the last C is carrot. I believe in 2020, we're going to find our worth in Him. Our true worth is going to be from Him. We're going to discover our identity, our new worth in who God says we are. 2020 is going to be a year, a diamond year, where we going to be able to see clearly God's vision. In the beginning of a year, everybody craves vision. I want to start something new. I want to lose weight. I want to read more books. I want to read the Word of God. I want to grow in my walk with God. Everybody wants to start strong. I don't know anybody here that would say, you know what, I just want to take it easy. I just want to show up to work whenever I want to. I just want to relax and hang out and basically do nothing. But with vision, it's going to provide you with specific direction to move in a towards a destination that God wants you to go. And I believe as a church, we're moving with that vision towards a destination. Here's a little story that can best describe a vision. Because a lot of people want to know, what is a vision? Is a vision just a dream board? Is a vision just a statement that we have that maybe we memorize? But then again, we don't have the proper gears in place to accomplish that vision. A vision is simply this. A story of a man who took a his five-year-old daughter on a cruise. As the ship left the port and entered the open sea, they both walked to the top deck and start looking out in the open sea. And the little girl started screaming hysterically, "Daddy, I can see! Daddy, I can see! I can see!" And finally, the daddy just reached down and pick her up and said, "Honey, what is it that you see?" And she responded and she said, I can see beyond what my eyes can see. I can see beyond what my eyes can see. Right here, this little 5-year-old daughter was able to describe what we as adults, we struggle to articulate what a vision is. A vision is simply this, the ability to see beyond what your eyes can see. Can you come up with something this year that will get you to see beyond what your eyes can see? I can tell you as a church, as a body, I'm starting to get a little glimpse. A little glimpse that is stretching me to see beyond what my eyes can see. That is the vision. And I want to make sure that I don't miss it. I want to make sure that I'm able to see, just like in 2020, the clarity of what God is trying to show me. And I believe that God is not trying to hold back. God is not trying to put a smoke screen in front of Him and the vision that He's trying to project for you to see. We don't serve that type of God that is holding back anything from us. God's desire is to give, to show, and to enable us, to empower us to do whatever He's called us to do. What happens is that sometimes we ourselves, we get in the way. So I believe in 2020, God is going to propel us and launch us in a new area where we're going to operate with those four C's. With clarity, with a right cut from above, with the right color of God's love, and with His worth. With His worth of who we are because of the price that He's paid for you and I. The four C's. That is pretty easy to remember. I want you to remember this. You are a diamond. You are a diamond that God has set aside. A perfect diamond. With all the four C's really high on the scale, because there's a rating that they go by with all the C's to really find out what is that perfect diamond. I believe when God created you and me, He created us in His image, and that's perfection. And that's the way that He wants us to look at ourselves and see the reflection of Him. Of who He is. We are not perfect. But He wants us to see Him, the perfection. He wants us to move towards Him, the perfection. Everything that He does is for our good. Because He's a good God. In Him, there is no shadow. There is no darkness. Everything that God does is light. Is light, just like a diamond, reflects the light. Have you ever held like, maybe not a diamond, maybe just a crystal, and you put that in the sunlight? It's beautiful. It's amazing. The crystal itself has no light, but it can reflect the light that is out there. Just like the diamond in itself, it's just carbon. Came from the earth. At some point in time, the diamond ore was put under a lot of pressure before it became something that you would buy in a few months. It didn't come out of the earth just like that. It had to endure a level of pressure before it comes out to the diamond that we see. I believe in 2020, although we see the final result, the final product of the fine cut diamond, But we might get it in a state that it is raw, that needs to be finished. So you're going to hear in 2020, I'm setting the stage for something here. I'm building on something here. We're going to go somewhere with this. In 2020, you're going to see me, you're going to hear me talk about this over and over and over again until we see the finished product. I don't know what it's going to look like. I cannot pretend to know, because all I've got is just a glimpse of it. And all I know is that it is amazing, because we serve an amazing God. I can trust the product, because I know the manufacturer of that product. You know, when you buy something, you can trust it because of the name that it carries, right? If I go and I shop for a computer, because it has a little symbol of an apple on it, I trust that, right, Jesse? When I see the apple and I'm like, yeah, that's a good product, I trust that label. I trust the name. But would you trust the name that is above all other names? Would you trust the manufacturer, the one who made you, the one who made me, the one who gave the vision? Because it all started from him. He's the what? He's the author of the vision. If he's the author, he's also the perfecter of it. He's the originator and he's the finisher of it. So the only one that we can look up to is him. We can't look at anybody else. We can't even look at ourselves, because if we do get in the way, we can compromise the product. We can compromise what God wants to do and what God wants to accomplish. But when we put ourselves out of it, out of the picture, we see with clarity where he's leading, where he's calling, and we follow that light. Vision is important, because without vision, the Bible says we what? We perish. We die. We lack restraint. It's like us just doing things haphazardly. Wouldn't that be chaotic if we do this? If we operate every day without proper boundaries. Boundaries is important to have, because without proper boundaries, there is chaos. There's chaos, absolute chaos. The enemy loves chaos, because if the enemy can bring in something chaotic in your life, it will get your attention somewhere else other than God. Before you know it, you question the product. If you question the product, you're questioning yourself. You're questioning your identity. You're questioning your worth. You're questioning whether or not you can see God clearly. Before you know it, you're no longer a cut from above. Before you know it, you can't even display God's colorful love, because you've bought into something else that is a counterfeit to what God originally wanted you to be. God made you a masterpiece. He said, don't die a copy. If he created you as a masterpiece, there's no one like you. There's no other copy. So don't try to recreate in 2020 something that God has never intended for you to be. Because you were made original. When God made you, he destroyed the mold. There's no other person like you. You are unique in how God made you. So is our church. We are very unique in the way that God made and created us. Putting this little video together was so hard, because there was so much life. Everything that I looked at, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. How can I leave that out? But then we'll be here till next year, going over last year's excitement. But you know, you have to leave that behind. Not just the past that is the hurtful past, but you might need to leave behind even the successes. You can't just park at a place where you succeeded. Let me tell you about the good old days and how. I mean, I can sit here and tell you about the good old days of 2019. It was pretty amazing. But what if I sit there and I tell you all about the good old days of 2019? On how much we've done and how much we've accomplished and this is this. And then we just park here. We might lose sight of 2020. We might lose the clarity of where God is taking us, where He's leading us. That would be a shame if we do that. So let's not park in 2019. Although 2019 is important because it frames 2020. But we can't just stay there. A vision is important. Did you know that at Ocean United we have a vision? We have a vision. I want you to see it on the screen. Our vision is to share God's borderless and unconditional love to all people with the hope of seeing their lives saved, transformed, healed, empowered, and serving. Serving in the areas where God has called them. Saved, healed, transformed, empowered, and serving. That's a full cycle. That takes the believer from the state of just finding Jesus. Finding Jesus is the most amazing thing. But God has not intended us just to find Him and be satisfied with just that. There is much, much more than heaven. There's much, much more to it than just the final destination. There's a life here that God wants you and I to live in, here on earth. Certain level of things that He wants us to accomplish. But without proper vision, we might lack what the Word of God says, constraint, restraint. We might not know what to do, how to do certain things. But when we are properly boundaried by a vision that He's given to us, we know where we're heading. We can look back and check how well are we doing in certain areas. Are we living up to that vision? As you can see, this vision right there, it's all about people. That's the gospel. It's all about people. In this vision for Oceans United, you, all of you, you have a role to play in it. You have a unique role to play in it. Because God is transforming, changing, healing, breaking things, and mending things together. When I'm saying God is breaking things, He's not breaking things because He doesn't like things whole. God breaks things so that He can mold it into what He wants that thing to become. God is constantly changing, molding, transforming our lives. In this vision, you have a role to play in it. I'm going to talk about this vision as far as for our church over and over again. You're going to hear it in 2020. It's going to be on the forefront of everything that we do. That's going to give us proper clarity of where we're heading. Are we heading in the right direction or not? Did you know that God also has a vision statement for your life? Just like we have a vision statement for our church, God has a vision statement for your life. It's found in Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Yes, you, all of you here, I know. God is saying, I know I got a vision and a plan for you. There are a vision, a plan for good. For good and not for disaster. To give you a hope and a future. God is all about giving you hope when there is no hope. Giving you a future when you look around and you say, I don't see the end at the end of the tunnel. But there is hope and there is a future for you. And then the other scripture is Ephesians 2:10. It says, for you are his workmanship. Masterpiece. Here's that word again. A masterpiece. God has made you a masterpiece. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. See, you were created for something good. For something good here on earth. Not just for your final destination, but to do something good here on earth that he prepared beforehand that you should walk in it. God has a plan for you. And my friends, you are at the center of it. You are at the center of God's plan. And he's saying, basically these two scriptures are saying, I have seen your future. And I have declared your future good. Before even you were born, God has spoken a blessing over your future. God saw you. God saw you. He saw the final product. He saw the diamond when you could not even see the diamond. You were still buried underground. God called you a diamond. God saw the final product. You might look at yourself today and say, well, I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Look at me. Look at where I've come from. But God sees you as the final product. And he wants you to call yourself as this final product. Because if you keep seeing yourself as worthless, do you think that vision can carry very far if you see yourself as, I'm just worthless. I wake up in the morning, I just don't want to do anything. I'm just garbage. You might not go very far with that type of attitude. Because you're calling yourself by what the enemy wants you to call yourself. The enemy wants to steal that identity from you. If the enemy can come and con you out of believing of yourself as a final cut diamond and see yourself as just a piece of coal, he won. He's like, you know, I can leave this guy alone. All he's going to believe now is just that he's a coal. Leave him alone. But the moment that you believe that you are a fine cut diamond, that's where the pressure begins. That's where the real battle will start, is when you start believing, hey, God says I'm a masterpiece, and I'm believing it. And now all of a sudden you start seeing the pressure all around you. You start seeing the battle getting fiercer and fiercer. But God wants you to know that he's seen your future, and he has declared your future good. He set you aside for good and not for disaster. Even if the pressure comes against you, guess what? It will not harm you. The enemy wants you to believe that somehow the pressure is going to come and you're going to be destroyed. But if you know your true identity in him, even though the pressure would come, you will not be destroyed. You will overcome because you serve the master. The master, the originator, the one who started that good thing in you, guess what? He's going to make sure that it gets accomplished. He's not going to tell you something amazing and great about you, tell you who you are, and then just leave you alone and say, you figure it out by yourself. God is right there with you all along the way. The transformation, that's his job. He's doing it. He wants you to submit to the process. As he transforms, as he changes you. So in 2020, God wants to see wants you to see yourself with 20/20 clarity. He wants you to see yourself as he sees you, the masterpiece, the diamond. There's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. I don't want to tell you that 2020 is just going to be a stroll in the park and you don't have to do anything. If there is clarity, the enemy of clarity is what? Fog. Fog will come and cloud the vision. Make it impossible for you to see where you're going. Here in Kodiak, we're very familiar with fog. Fog is something that comes in almost once a week, right? We get a little fog here, plane don't land. We get a little fog here, and guess what? The fishing boats will not be able to find their way back home, or they might not be able to find the dangers of the rocks. Hikers that are going and enjoying the outdoors might not find their way back home, the right path to come down the mountain because of the fog. But guess what? When the sun comes out, when the sun comes out, the fog dissipates. It makes room for clarity. It makes room for what God wants you to see. Do you know what else the fog can do in our lives? It'll stop you from believing God's plan for your life. It will stop you from believing that you serve a good God. The fog will come in and try to steal, to kill, and to destroy the dream, the vision that God has given to you, telling you that you are worthless, that you might not be that final cut diamond. You might not be that. But in 2020, God is going to bring clarity to your life. God is going to bring clarity to the vision that he's given to Oceans United. Bringing clarity is not going to be your responsibility. That's his responsibility. That's his job. His job is to make things clear for you. So you don't have to fight and say, you know what, I'm in a fog and I don't know, I need to figure my way out. You don't need to do this. Let him bring clarity. Your job is to be responsible to remove the fog. Your job is to be responsible to remove the fog in your life. How do we do this? We draw near to God. You draw near to God. When you draw closer to the light of God, light would actually be the greatest enemy of fog. When the sun rises, the fog dissipates. And right as we're worshiping, I just turned to this scripture. And I didn't read this before, and I've got it highlighted in my Bible. And I wrote down guidance next to it. It's found in Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." In your light, we see light. So when you draw close to the light, you start seeing 2020. You start seeing the clarity that he wants you to have in your life. But you got to draw close to him. You draw close to him by drawing close to his word. His word is the light that you need to have in your life. So I challenge you in 2020, church, to start reading the word. To start developing a love for his word. Read the word of God on a consistent basis. That will drive away the fog in your life. Every morning when I wake up, I try to read at least one chapter before I head on out. And every time when I open up the Word and I start reading something out of it, immediately my mind is changed. Even if I did not have my morning coffee and I might be a little kind of grumpy in the morning, I don't wake up like all excited. I don't know about you, but I live with someone who does. Dawn can wake up in the morning and she's like ready to go and she's got a smile. She's all happy. I'm a slow starter in the morning. I start slow, but I finish strong. But I start slow. My finish strong is like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like ready. I'm ready to go. I do a lot of, most of my productive time are like at that time of the morning, really early hours. I'm at my very best. But she's at her very best right off the bat, and she's waking up in the morning and she's ready to bounce. I need a little bit more time to clear the fog in my life. So I wake up, I have a little cup of coffee, I turn to the Word, and gradually, it takes a little time, the fog start to dissipate in my life, in my mind. So I don't know what is your mode of operation for you, but the Word of God has a place that would actually help you to start your day without the fog hanging over you. That's the worst feeling, knowing that you're a child of God, and the enemy has this fog over your life that is clouding everything about you, about what God thinks of you. I mean, that fog could represent many things. It comes in many shapes and sizes. It could be the past. It could be guilt, shame, condemnation, offenses, anything that can come in and cling on to what God wants to do and brings you a counterfeit, tells you something else that God doesn't want you to believe. I believe I'm going to say something that's going to be very important, and that's going to frame 2020 for us. Starting, I want you to pay attention to this because this is for real. Starting this Thursday, okay, this Thursday, right? This Thursday that is coming up, I'm going to start a prayer and fasting this Thursday. Starting this Thursday, every Thursday. I believe there is power in prayer, right? Yes, you agree? But when you take prayer and you couple prayer with fasting, it takes you to a new level. A cut from above. A spirit of excellence. Starting this Thursday, I invite you to join me. To join me on this fast. It could be just you fast a breakfast. You fast a lunch. Or you fast the whole thing. Whatever God tells you to do. Would you join me this Thursday? I'll be in my office. You don't even have to come, but if you do come, I'll be in my office. We can sit down, we can chit-chat, we can have a time of prayer together. But I'll be here. If you want to join me, I'll be here. I want to start this. I want us as a body to be strong in the Word, strong in prayer. Because I believe when you put that together, that's where you get that precision. Because like I said, I wasn't joking when I was saying that. It's not just words that I'm coming up with and I'm saying. These are the words that I believe the Holy Spirit has dropped in me. That He's saying that this is, as a body, we need to move in that direction. When you take prayer, you couple it together. There is a precision in what God wants to do. There's no substitute for it. Amen. So this is a directive that I'm giving. It's going to take us to a place that we're going to look back and we're going to do this review again in 2020, next year. See, I'm already planning ahead for when we get done with this 2020. you're going to see God move in the miraculous. Amen. The number two is stay planted. Stay planted. That's something that we need to say a whole lot in a church. It says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, that is the church, shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. When you are planted in a place where God has called you, you will be fresh. You will flourish. You will grow. Being planted, that was a 2 o'clock in the morning word, okay? It changed this morning when I wrote this down. Being planted in a church, the church where God has called you, means, I hope you're writing this down. It means being able to see God's vision out of both eyes. Can you show that picture of the glasses? At 2 a.m., I'm going like this to dawn. And I go to bed and I've got a clipboard right next to my bedside. Because usually when this kind of stuff drops in, I want to be able to write it down. This time it came in a picture. And in this picture, this is what I drew. I drew these glasses there and I put oceans on one side and I put you on the other side. You will be able to see with clarity the vision that God has for your life, and you will also be able to see the vision God has for the church and your role in it. Right as God gave me this picture, I got this in my spirit. Our son, the youngest one, Micah, has 20/20 vision out of one eye. One eye is perfect. But the other eye is very, very poor. Very bad. The doctor advised us to use special glasses for him. Prescription glasses. Simply because without those glasses, even the eye with the 20/20 will endure so much strain upon it that it will affect the overall vision. Similarly, you will be able to see, to function at your very best. At your very best when you are able to see out of both eyes. That can only happen when you're planted. That can only happen when someone is planted. If you're not planted, you cannot flourish. If you're not planted, you cannot bear fruit. And I believe you will not be able to see the clarity of what God is trying to do in your life and in the place where He's called you to be planted if you don't put this on. This is what brings everything into focus. You got you. You got the place where God has called you to be planted. When you put it together, then the vision is perfect. Then you start seeing you operate at a higher level, not in your own strength, but in the strength of the soil where God has planted you. Because a plant by itself cannot flourish outside of the soil. So God has carefully prepared a place. There is such a place as a perfect place where God has planted you. I'm thankful that God has planted me here at Oceans United. Because anywhere else, I would be like this. 20/20 in one eye. But the other eye is not functioning at its full capacity. But when I'm planted in the place where God has called me, guess what? Wow. Clarity comes in. I'm able to see my purpose, my calling. Because anywhere else, I cannot accomplish my calling. I cannot fulfill the destiny that God has for me. Even as the pastor. You would think that, oh, well, he's the pastor, he's the boss, he's the one in charge. But guess what? I can also be seeing things out of one eye and not out of both eyes. I can be operating without clarity of where God is taking us and taking me as well. Because I'm part of it too. Right. If I'm not planted myself, I'm operating on a different level that God doesn't want me to operate in. So God has called each and every one of you to be planted in a place. I'm not saying that each and every one of you needs to be planted here at Oceans United. I would be foolish to actually say this. But wherever it is, by all means, stay planted. Stay planted. Don't bail out when it gets tough. At the first sign of opposition, you stop. Because the enemy wants to do that. Because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Especially if God has a plan and a purpose for you. He will come and try to rob you out of it at any cost. Because if he can take those glasses off of you, you can't see where you're going. And then chaos comes in. It starts affecting your life. It starts affecting everything that you do. Before you know it, you've lost your way. Church, I want you to do this in 2020. I want you to do this. Lord, you've called me to be here. Where do I fit in? What is my role in this place? How do you want me to be plugged in? How do you want me to grow? Where do you want me to grow? I need to be bearing fruits, because this is what the Word says. The Word says you shall be fresh and flourishing and bear fruits even in your old days. I want to get old. I don't want to get old, but you know what I'm saying. I want to get old and wrinkly and still bear fruits. Amen. I want to walk around. Amen. I don't know, maybe I'm going like this a little bit. I don't have the full strength that I have now, but guess what? I want to be bearing some fruits. I want to be able to impart some of those fruits in my kids. I want to leave a legacy behind. I want to build something that's going to last beyond me. Amen. I want to start something that is beyond what my eyes can see. I want to be able to see beyond what my eyes can see. Just what this little five-year-old said. That is vision. Does God have a vision for you? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. As we get ready for communion, and we're going to sing a song, we're going to have a time of worship, I want you to reflect on this. I know we're taking a little bit more time than we normally do, but this is important. This is monumental in 2020. I don't want to give you just a casual message and not challenge you to get into a place. Get into the place, the spot where God has called you. Together, together. Everybody say together. Together. United as a family, we can see 2020. It requires that unity for us to see 2020. Without the unity, we're seeing out of one eye. Maybe the good eye. But then again, maybe not. Maybe we're operating blind, hoping that somehow we're going to make it at the end. Church, the fog is coming. There's a fog that is coming. And without the light of God, the fog will remain. It's your responsibility to draw near to God. After you are served, you may stand up. And after this, we're going to close. As you stand up, I want you to do this.